What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight, Bob Green of Fraser Foods will be with us to talk about a new employee monitoring system that he has in his stores, and this is to, he doesn't like to use the term listening devices, but he does overhear the conversations of his employees. Now, Mr. Green recently had, and I want to be very careful about this, Bud, because I know he doesn't like the term toupee. He's recently had a hair system installed.
No, God, oh God, don't say installed. No, it was placed.
He had a hair system placed on his head.
Yeah.
And he apparently overheard some of his employees calling it a toupee. He considers that kind of conversation vicious and demeaning. And as a result, there was a contretemps there at Fraser Foods. We'll be talking about that with Mr. Green tonight. Employee-employer relations, especially of Bob Green, tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are also breaking in our camera system for Friday night's webcast, which will be starting at 7 o'clock Pacific. Our webcast is $6.95. You can see the show. And we'll milk this baby for all it's worth. And then when we stop getting subscriptions spiking on this deal, then we'll shut the whole thing down. The whole thing comes down. All three cameras go into the garbage if I don't see more subscriptions spiking as a result of our webcast.
Then
we're planning a one-man show. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be phenomenal, and we're planning it for a very, 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 very near date in the future. And as well, we're going to certainly be looking for your input on the show. It's going to feature this radio program and the characters and the people that have inhabited it over the years. And, you know, a lot of you guys have emailed me and said, you remember that poll you did, Phil, where you asked us what the favorite characters was? And I said, yeah. And then they would email back, well, what was that about? And I would email back, what was what about? Then they'd email back, Jesus, are you what? Are you drugs? And I'd email back, oh, I'm sorry. It was about, and then I'd tell them about seriously wanting to see what you guys want to see in terms of a live venue. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We have some 45 different cast characters on our program. And we'll be doing it live for you very, very soon. The other thing that I want to say, and this is an announcement that I've been looking forward to making for a long time. George W. Bush's God.com will soon hit the internet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush's God.com, a Phil Hendry blog, will be on your internet very soon. And why? Why am I going to do this blog? I'll tell you why. Because I ain't going to do any more of that political commentary on this show, no how. Not that we're not going to do it, but we're going to invest more in what we do in this show, which is comedy and satire. And if I'm going to talk about bombing, if I'm going to talk about the London bombs, the 9/11, well, we want to make it funny. So that's what we're going to do. And George W. Bush is God.com, a Phil Hendry blog.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. George W. Bush is God, a Phil, George W. Bush is God.com. What does he want? What? I didn't say anything dirty.
Well, what do you mean blog?
A blog.
Oh, hey, I blogged this morning. What, are you squeezing one out? Is that what that is?
No, it's not. Do you know what a blog is? Tell him, bud.
Mr. Hall, a blog, it's a
guy pinching one off, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I told you about excretory humor. It is forbidden by the FCC. And what are you doing? Yeah. A blog.
I never, ever put...
Don't you argue with me. I am Darth Hall. Out.
What a turd. Oh, wait a minute.
Is that excretory?
No. Now, George W. Bush's God.com, a blog, is going to be... God, that's frightening. That is so nerve-wracking when he does that. First of all, the Imperial March, then on he comes with his FCC warnings. Why not just sue... Just go ahead and have him find me. I said lamb. I said pull ham. I said blog. I said tube. Root. That's the one that... All right. Phil, George W. Bush's God.com, a Phil Hendry blog. See, I want it all together. Make sure it's all together, bud, huh?
Yeah, in the ink.
Right. George W. Bush's God.com, a Phil Hendry blog, will appear on the internet, and that's where I'm going to get my cookies. That's where I'll get my jollies. Well, excuse. Okay, here he goes again. I didn't mean to say cookies.
Yeah, sure.
That's where I'll get my giggles, doing all that political crap. That's where I can talk about the Alexander Hamilton biography that I read. That's where I can talk about the James Buchanan biography that I read. That's where I can talk about the book After the Ice that I read about life on this planet, 20,000 BC. All that stuff that I wouldn't dare bring up on this show. And on this show, it's going to be nothing but laughs wall to wall. Or may I die trying. As I like to say, wall to wall laughs. Or let no one come back alive. Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, years ago, when I began in this business, I was...
Jesus.
What's with the crickets?
Oh. 2 plus 2 equals what?
Oh, okay. It's boring, huh?
Oh.
I see. Okay, if I stop down and talk about myself just a little bit, I get crickets, huh?
Oh, no, that's all right.
1-800-449-8686.
No, come on, I want to hear it.
No, no, forget it. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Bob Green coming up tonight. We'll also have Art Bell and a visit from General Johnson Jameis. My understanding is he is stowed away on the space shuttle Discovery. What a maniac. I sure hope Igor doesn't fart. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I want to read an email here. What? So he wants to talk about something? What do you want, David? What do you want, David?
What do you want, David? I'll tell you what I want. The show needs help. We're hooking up the monitor.
Oh, come on, man.
No, we're doing the show, bud. You got it?
Right here.
We got to do the show monitor, and I'll tell you why. Folks, if you'll beg my indulgence, I'm David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. We got to hook Phil's up to the show monitor, because frankly, we think the show lately, holy Jesus.
Strictly from hunger.
Right. So the...
What do you mean strictly from hunger, man? I'm doing a good show. It's the middle of summer.
We'll let the show monitor decide if you don't mind. Hook him up.
Get your hands off of me. I'll do it. Just so people know, I got to put this pulsing, this electrical tape with a wire connected to it on my fingertips. And then this also is connected to...
variety of sample radios around the country. When you're boring, you'll hear this sound. When you're interesting, you'll hear this sound. That means the show has life. But when the show is dead, dying on the vine, there you go, right there. So right now, Bud, go ahead and activate it so people will know what's going on.
All right, I gotta activate it right now.
There. See how it's, that's connected to millions of radios. By way of a special organic process.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, calling me a liar, huh?
No, I'm not.
Well, you can see, when I talk, it's interesting. Now, we want you to keep that thing beeping all the time. If you don't keep it beeping all the time, Phil, the show's dead. It's dead, and there's no bringing it back. Do you remember in Goodfellas when Robert De Niro called to find out how Joey did with his initiation, and one of the mafia guys says he's gone? And De Niro says he's gone. What do you mean he's gone? He says he's gone, and there's nothing we could do about it.
Meaning they whacked Pesci.
Right, they whacked him. Well, it's the same with your show, Phil. If you hear it, go ahead, bud, take me off and just... When you hear this sound, you're gone, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Thank you. So, in other words, my show is so dead, it might as well have taken a bullet through the eye.
That's about it, yeah. All right, go ahead. What do you got planned?
Well, do you have to stay on the line? I mean,
Oh, will you come on? You're killing it.
All right, okay, fine. I just want to know, are you staying on the line?
Yes, I got to monitor this thing. All right, go ahead, hook it up, bud.
All right, here's an email that I got, and this is about Trotsky or Tolstoy. It's very interesting, because there were people saying, okay, what is that?
Oh, boy, this guy.
Are you kidding me or something? What do you mean, Trotsky or Tolstoy? Are you kidding me?
What, are you kidding? What's up with Trotsky and Tolstoy? Toboy, whatever the hell that is.
Trotsky and Tolstoy. See, the other night, it's a very interesting story. The other night I was talking about these guys, and they...
Oh, come on, you're murdering me over here. You're murdering it.
You're murdering it. It's dead, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, man, do I want to hurt you.
See, it's popping. The minute you mention violence against that retard, things happen. That's what I like.
Great, maybe I ought to kill him then. Anyway, seriously, though, guys, I had an email. It was very interesting from Duff. And he talks about Tolstoy and...
Oh, come on, will you, man? Get off of that. Let's move. Go, 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 go.
Look at David.
All right, look, Bud, show him how.
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
I want Bud. Turn it off, Bud.
Right?
Turn it off, Bud. Turn it off, Bud.
I'm trying to.
Turn it off.
Turn it off, that switch there.
Bud, what I want you to do is get in there and show Phil how to... And look, Phil, I wouldn't be so bold as to say Bud knows how to do a better radio show than you. I'm not trying to say that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you're saying. If he's going to come in here and show me how to do it...
I just... Look, by virtue of the fact that I think Bud sees a lot of the mail, I think Bud has been in on a lot of these meetings where you have... Well, you know, with your... Your marital problems, you've missed a lot of work, and...
That's none of your concern, and it isn't the audience's concern.
Sorry. I think people ought to know, though, that because of the problems you were having at home, you took quite a few days off. And I think...
That's, as I said, it's none of your concern.
You took quite a few days off.
That's right, Bud. You tell him. Now, in any event, Phil...
Would you tell that retard to shut up before I kill him and give the show a 90 share?
Well, it's worth a shot. Anyway, Bud is going to come on the show and give you an idea. Not that he knows how to do a radio show better than you, but he knows something about special features. And that's what the show needs. It needs a couple of special features to kind of, I don't know, I guess you'd say perk it on up. So that's what we're going to do. Bud, you take over.
Wait a minute. But before I know what he's, what do you mean special features? I do all kinds of special features.
Just go ahead, Bud.
Hey, everybody, this is Bud Dickman. Welcome to Bud Dickman Show. And here's our first bit of the night.
Mm. Look at that. Brought the show right back to life.
Yeah, here's another bit.
Look at the show's live. It's kicking butt, man. See that? Go ahead, Bud, another one. Oh, Jesus, just killed the audience.
Get out of here with that crap. Just killed the audience.
Where's that last one?
Yeah, that put him out all right. Anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by the show monitor, this cat writes, I don't know what I was thinking. I said, Tolstoy, Trotsky, what the heck's the difference? To quote National Lampoon, once the head's blowed off. Anyway, I was trying to think of the guy Trotsky, and I said Tolstoy. Tolstoy was a writer. Trotsky's a guy that got a pickaxe right through his head. Or he got an ice pick through his eye or something. But I got all these emails, and I think it's cool. I like it. But after, like, email 433, you want to... Okay, thank you. You can stop now. I get it. When I announced that bogus retirement, it kept on for months. Months and months. Phil, please don't go. Till finally I got that guy down in Orlando writing, some guy that runs an ad agency, saying, yeah, one of the account execs at TKS said you're retiring. I said, an account exec at one of my affiliates? Now, look, I know people are stupid. I mean, as far as it goes, I didn't know cats that are working at one of my radio stations are that dumb. One of the people that works in sales. So we finally got that one squared away, and every time I make a mistake, it's a large thing, which I totally understand. It was dumb. And I just emailed this guy to once again quote my main man, Robert De Niro, in the movie Raging Bull this time as he beat his head against the cement wall down there at the Dade Stockade. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Anybody remember that scene? Robert De Niro in Raging Bull pounding his head against the cement wall going, stupid, stupid, stupid. It's 1-800-449-8686. So let's talk about this webcast, if I could. Coming up tonight, Robert Green of Fraser Foods, my very special in-studio. Actually, he's not in studio. He'll be on the phone. But, you know, it's the same thing. In the studio, on the phone. The guy doesn't exist. Who cares where he is? Anyway, he'll be with us tonight at 8 o'clock to talk about employee relations and how one of his employees was overheard making fun of his new hair system, calling it a wig, and he has taken out revenge on her or him. Our webcast on Friday night will begin at 7 o'clock Pacific time. You have to have a backstage pass in order to watch it. That's $6.95. Now, that backstage pass isn't just for the, you know, webcast. It's good for everything. It's good for all of our archives. In fact, I did get a call from somebody from Desperate Housewives last night. Did I tell you that? I mentioned it on the air? I did? Well, I'm going to mention it again.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I want to mention it again because I told them they had to buy a backstage pass.
They have a speech impediment?
Who?
Person from Desperate Housewife.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they did.
All right, I know who that is.
Anyway, they had to get a backstage pass to hear the show so they could tape off the hour about Mark Cherry being a queer. Now, well, we didn't say that. So in order to get the backstage pass, go to the website, log on to the place where it says backstage pass, and go for it, baby. You'll get our 30-day archive, all of our archive comedy. You get all of the video stuff, whatever it is. We got a few things up there, TV things we've done, all kinds of jazz. It's only $6.95. Souvenir shop is there, too. I don't think you need a backstage pass for that because it isn't of it in and of itself is a backstage pass. Everything's so expensive. I mean, it's a, you know, it costs. We have some new stuff in our souvenir shop, the Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirt. I got to get all this stuff. You know, I really want to promote this stuff because it's important for me to be able to say. All right, forget it. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com, look up, you know, backstage pass and go for it. May God have mercy on your soul. Tonight we have General Johnson Jameson and Art Bell who will be talking about the space shuttle Discovery. I think they said, the word is that General Jameson is stowed away. He's stowed away because he wants to return to what he thinks is his home planet. And he's apparently going to hijack the shuttle along with Igor and finally return to the Garden of Eden. I believe he thinks he comes from the planet Eden, which the only other reference to Eden was in that Star Trek episode. He's from there, where everybody has ears like wings. Cat's going to be hijacking the space shuttle Discovery. And I'll guarantee you one thing, somebody's going to call NASA and go, I'm listening to the Phil Henry Show right now. Are you sure there isn't a stowaway aboard your shuttle? That's tonight on the old radio show. And, of course, Robert Greene. And everything is cool with my daughter. I know you guys were interested in what happened to Catherine. I told you she came home with all kinds of spots all over her kisser. She comes back from camp. Who knows what they're getting into down there, right? First, we thought it was chicken pox. Then, you know, just as a gag, I said to her, I think it might be leprosy. And she goes, what's that? I go, well, your nose falls off. Oh, come on. She's too old for that. Now, when we were younger, you could say anything. But like the one where they were watching too much TV, I said, you know, your two eyes will blend together into one eye if you watch too much TV. Now, that worked for about 2 months, and they were like, yeah, right. When I laid the leprosy line on them the first time, it really had a great effect. And I forget what they were doing, but I think it had something. I don't know. They were screwing around. It was just a general kid thing, and I said, you know, that causes leprosy. What's that? Well, you've never heard of it. No. Oh. Well, your nose rots right off of your face if you keep doing that. Oh, I know. It's probably they were picking their nose or something like that, you know. You realize, of course, that causes leprosy.
What's that?
You've never heard of leprosy. Well, let me tell you. You see, years ago in the jungles of Africa, a missionary was discovered with leprosy. His whole face peeled off. When are you talking about? And then, of course, Mom comes up. Mom. You know, Mom. When you pick your nose, does this cause epilepsy? What? I told him it causes leprosy. Wink, wink. Oh, no, it doesn't. Thanks a lot for going along with the program. Hey, they're the ones that are picking their nose and wiping it on the furniture. Figure leprosy is as good a way to keep them from doing as anything. But the best one was I'm taking the kids to New York in 3 weeks. We're taking a family to New York. Just for kicks. The last time we were there was the 9/11 anniversary. The best one is we're down in Little Italy and we're on the street and we're having dinner. And my daughter at that time was, 2002? It was 3 years ago, so she was like 10. And I said to her, you know, we never did leave L.A.
What are you talking about?
This is just all a set. These are props. We're on a New York set. No, I said, go ahead, ask anybody. Well, she took the bait. She walks up to some woman in the street. Excuse me, are we in New York? The woman looks like, yes, I think so.
Okay, that lady said we're in New York.
Oh, okay, you're going to take her word over mine. Is that it? So in other words, a total stranger, you believe in me, I'm a lying sack. Okay, thanks a lot. So you're calling me a lying sack. Thank you so very deeply. I was that, now I'm this. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene coming up, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, here's a blast from the past.
You have a nice set.
And you are an asshole, sir.
All right. Woo! Only if you got to be from L.A. to know who that is, though. You know who that is, Harry? I'll never forget when they let that one fly. Oh, Jesus. What a lame thing to see. He's sitting there with a newswoman. These two cats are on the air. They say it to the newswoman.
You have a nice set.
And you are an asshole.
Check it out. I mean, well, of course she's going to react that way. Like, what? Just got done busting her rear end with his newscast. She laying out all these stories about death and mayhem. And the dude looks through the glass and says, you got a nice set? Fantastic. I hear they pay these guys pretty good.
You have a nice set.
And you are an asshole, sir.
1-800-44. Oh, I'm having a little bit of fun. Take it easy. Jesus, you know, let me tell you how it is. I don't mind taking a couple of shots. The guys that I don't like, the guys that don't, they give the shots, they can't take it. They, in other words, they dish it out, but they can't take it. You know the guys. Guys like Boy. He's a classic example of it. Boy is, the reason why we constantly lay into Boy is because that guy is a classic example of a dude that loves to give the shots, but when you pin him down, I mean, with merciless, just with a laser-like, ability to just, you know, pinpoint all the guy's weak spots and just keep hammering at him, he becomes very violent. He's, well, I hate to say it, I think he drinks. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I heard at the Radio and Records Talk seminar, someone said that Boy stumbled into the Lowe's Santa Monica about 2 a.m. trying to dial his cell phone. It took a half hour. He was just punching around. Ever seen a drunk trying to hit a cell phone? Just, I hit 1, 2, 3. It'll go on for hours, staring at the thing, hitting the button, put it up to his ear, stare at it, hit button, put up the ear. Anyway, so...
You have a nice set.
And you are an asshole, sir.
Let that be your marching orders from here on out, guys. Remember, on Valentine's Day, say that to your girlfriend or wife. That is, if she doesn't have a rusty tin can lid in her hand. You hear that other story? What is going on? Frankly, I got to tell you, I think it's, you know, they talk about civil disobedience, like when Martin Luther King, civil disobedience, you know, in other words, it's against the law technically, and you do it anyway to make a point that the law is not right, or that it maybe isn't being enforced. Is there a fight going on out in the hallway? Because I just heard some really loud noises out there. Let me just pipe this into the hallway.
You have a nice set.
And you are an asshole, sir.
Now, all right, so civil disobedience is a way of breaking the law to point up the fact that the law is either not being enforced or is an unconstitutional law. That's what Martin Luther King did. That's what Gandhi did. Only Gandhi didn't have a constitution. He just wanted to say this sucks, right? Well, I figure if a guy is beating his wife or, you know, sexually assaulting her or a girlfriend, I think that a wonderful bit of civil disobedience is taking a rusty tin can lid and slicing it off in the middle of the night.
You have a nice set.
You know? What's wrong with that? If he ever says to you...
You have a nice set.
You just take that rusty tin can lid... No, honest to God, because a woman did it down here in... Where is it again? Oh, yeah, Houston. No, it's a nice place, I guess. We're on in Houston, aren't we? It's a great place. I thought we weren't on in Houston. I meant to say Dallas. Yeah, that's where it is. Dallas. What a toilet. Oh, we're on in Dallas? You know, Abilene blows. Oh, we're on there, too. I guess I better pick another state other than Texas. A man whose penis was severed by his estranged girlfriend limped into courtroom this morning with a medical bag strapped to his left leg. Oh, man. Oh, baby. Anyway, I don't want to get into the particulars of this story. You can well imagine what it is. But she did it, as she said, as the result of a continuing years of abuse. If
don't do it.
You're right. I'm going to be getting into commentary, and then we're going to hear, you know, something like beep. No, I'm just saying that's a great way to go. If the guy won't leave you alone and he's bugging you and bugging you and bugging you, you cut that thing off, man. Like that John Bobbitt. You'll be helping him. John Bobbitt got into all kinds of porn movies. He got to be best friends with Jessica Hahn. He became the toast of the Playboy Mansion. Why? All because he had his penis sewed on backwards. 1-800-FOR-JOE, just because the guy, when they finally did reattach it surgically, apparently, honest to God, they put it on like sideways. Well, that's all you need to get into the Playboy Mansion. 1-800-449-8686, Bob Green, CEO of Fraser Foods, coming up on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, here. What, Art?
You know where the ice machine is?
What?
Where's the ice machine?
I don't know where the... What do you mean, the ice machine?
And I'm looking for towels, too.
Yeah, out here.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. What are you talking about, Art?
I want to know where the ice machine is and where the towels are.
I don't know where the freaking ice machine is and the towels... Yes, sir, Mr. Hall.
When Mr. Bell wants towels and an ice machine, go show him.
What is he stay? What is this, a Holiday Inn all of a sudden?
Go show him where the ice machine and the towels are.
I'm just looking for the ice machine.
Darth Hall.
Go ahead.
Don't you tell me what to do. Art, I don't know where the ice machine is. I think it's...
Well, I was told there's an ice machine and towels and where I can get cleaned up. Is there... Do you have an office?
Yes, I have an office.
Can I change in there?
You can change in there.
Can I towel off?
What do you mean towel off? Is there a shower around here I don't know about?
Yeah, he just wants to wipe down in your office.
You want to wipe down in my office, huh?
Yes. Look, I'm Art Bell, and
I know you're. I admire you greatly, Art. I just. All right. Hold on for a minute. I got to get on a remote mic here. Mind if I interview you while we walk?
Not at all.
All right, we're going down the hallway here. How you been, Art?
I'm doing very well. Ramona and I, Ramona sends her best. We're having a great time.
Is she with you?
No, I'm just spending the night here. I'm going to be sleeping in George Norrie's office.
Okay. That's the bathroom right there, out here in the hallway. Towels, there's a kitchen right around. Let me show you. Hold on for a minute.
Are you smoking, Phil?
Yes, I am.
Jesus. You know, I smoke, but I don't sound near as emphysemic as you.
Thank you very much. Right here is some paper towels here. And I don't know anything. There's a Coke machine here.
What about ice?
I guess there's ice in this refrigerator. Let me... Yeah, there's ice right in there.
All right. I'm going to be in George's office catching some, you know, getting a nap.
That's fine.
And I'd like you to wake me.
Well, wait a minute, man.
All
right. You want me to wake you when?
9:30, thereabout.
What do you say?
Will you get back in the studio? All right, let me come in here. He wants a wake-up call at 9:30.
All right, you want me to remind you?
I ain't giving him a wake-up call. You are.
I'm not giving. He told you to.
I ain't giving that guy a wake-up call at 9:30. You do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? What, is he using new music now or something?
Yeah, I like the classical stuff. Look, he asked you to give him the wake-up call. Now you do it, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm Darth Hall from Lovetron and beyond. Oh, good evening.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That's 9:30, Phil.